Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
So, this church is a beautiful place to be. We know that when we walk in those doors, we're not only going to meet each other, but we're going to come together in a place that we welcome the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is in this place. And so we come here to worship Jesus. We come here to worship the Father. And so as we go through this morning, we may look like we're a little small group, but guess what? We got big hearts, right? And so let's put our voices and sing along with our worship team and just bring out everything that God's placed in your heart. So please stand with me. Father God, we do thank you for the Spirit that is in this place. Lord, your word says that your Holy Spirit would be with us, that it would lead us. And Lord, we ask for that today, that your Holy Spirit would lead us in worship, would lead us in praise. We thank you, Lord, that we can come before your throne, Lord, and be bold about being able to be at your feet, Lord. So we praise you, we love you, Lord, and we just ask that you would receive, Lord, every word that comes forth from our mouths, from our hearts. And Lord, bless Pastor Henry as he brings a word today, Lord. We know that that word has been placed from your heart into his heart, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for our pastors. We thank you, Lord, for our worship team. We thank you, Lord, for every person that partakes in any, what may even seem like the smallest part that makes this church run, Lord. We thank you because you gave them the desire to serve you. We are your servants, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, we can go into worship.
Amen. Who else? Who else is worthy? Who else could die on a cross and cover your sins? Who else could give you eternal life? Who else can break bonds? Who else can change the course of your life? Who else? Who else? There is no one, only you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's really nice just to rest in a place, right? I know we probably repeated that about a million times, but oh, it feels good. Because see, in times of trouble, God will give you rest. Sometimes, though, it's about us realizing where we just need to stop and rest, right? A moment of worship, a time of just Him moving, is a great time to just put everything aside and say, okay, it's all about you right here. We serve a mighty God. A mighty God. Hori arahiri arakai. We spend a lot of time striving sometimes, but striving towards the wrong things. And the Bible tells us that we press forward towards the prize, right? Well, what's that prize? It's Him. See, if we realize what prize we should be pressing towards, what's important, what should be first and foremost, who else is worthy, right? When we do that, we set ourselves up and position ourselves in a place that's that nobody can touch us, right? Because he's got it all under control. We get excited for things. There's things that we see. There's things that we want. There's things that, right? And we get so excited for those things. But sometimes we don't even get excited for the simple miracles that God's given us. The little things, right? Like our family, our church family, our homes, our whatever, our cars, our jobs, our all the things that God's placed in our life that are blessings. See, God knows what he's doing in our life all the time. We just gotta press towards the prize, him. We just gotta look at him. See, it's been a common theme. Whew. And he is, okay. There were so long and for so much time that I would always be like, God, okay, you've said that. And I feel like if I say that again, they're going to be like, she just repeats herself over and over. But what God's really taught me is if you repeat yourself over and over, I'm still trying to say the same thing. See, if we have a theme happening, it's because God's trying to say something, right? And even there's times where even I, there's times that even I'll be like, okay, yeah, I heard that. I've heard that, yeah. Okay, got it. We heard that. But if he's still telling us, maybe there's some digging we need to do. Maybe there's some things we need to look at. Even if we think we got it all together, even if we think that we've been doing this for a while, we know what we're doing. God always has something. And if he's telling us the same thing, there's a lot of times it's because he's saying, I'm still trying to tell you. I'm still trying to talk to you. I'm still trying to get it through. I'm still trying to get you to understand, right? Yes, Lord. See, there is nothing more important than him in our lives. Nothing. We can let things get in the way. We can let things distract us if we choose to. But if we learn that all we got to do is keep our eyes focused on him, go after him in all things. Seek him first.
That's right.
We'll begin to see changes in our life in a whole different way. Who else is worthy? Who else can do it?
Do people really take time to stop and rest? When's the last time you actually got to rest? When did you unplug? When did you put down the phone? When did you keep the phone at home? When did you not check for the 300th time the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok, every message that bombards you? When's the last time there was quiet, that there was silence? When's the last time you said, oh, this microwave isn't fast enough? Or this red light is way too long. What's taken this elevator so long? Why isn't this drive-thru fast enough? Why isn't this worker getting this cart in here fast enough? We're too busy. When's he gonna talk to us? 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning? If he's waking you up, say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. And if he says, who will do this? Say, I will do this. Send me. Take time to unplug. Remember the Sabbath. No idols. What's an idol? Is it the whole frenzy of the creation? God's got this. Is it the politics? God already knows what's going to happen. Read Revelation. God already knows. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, in prayers and supplications, rest. Is it that I don't know what to do in the silence? Oh, there's a minute of silence. What do I do? Can we be still and know? Can we look to Him instead of the TV and the phone? Can we step away from the phone for 24 hours? Ooh. My kids are always like, you never answer us. I get out of work. I shut it off. I unplug. I can't take one more thing. You've got to rest. I'm watching hamsters on a wheel. I am praying for my coworkers that are stretched so thin. I'm praying for these agents that I work with. They're on 7 days a week. God commands a Sabbath. He rested on the seventh day. Are we above that? Can we actually go 24/7, 365? No. Our answer isn't the next injection, our next doctor visit. He is our creator. He is our, what's the word I want? Great physician. Thank you. Yes. He's our great physician. If we pray more, if we rest more, we might actually feel better. God's got this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, in the presence of God, good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory be to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering, if you will. Hey, like you mean it, like you really mean it. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody? I'm tired. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody that went, all the good cooks, all the food, man. I mean, and is Rosa here? No, Rosa's not here tonight. The flan. Is she there? Oh, there, the flan. Oh my goodness, you ought to go online. Well, that was good flan. Whoa. Man, I'll tell you what, I got a little piece about that big, only about that tall, but man, I ate it real slow. Man, it was good. It was good. Good stuff. How's everybody this morning? Praise God. Isn't God good? You sense His presence in the building? God, come on, man. He's here. You brought Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He dwells in you, but there's something about the worship that draws that spirit up out of you, man. You begin to worship God and begin to speak things to Him. Can you say amen? Can I tell you, He reads your heart. We read His word, but He reads your heart. Is that all right? Is that okay? He knows what's on your heart. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hey, my message today is called Back to the Future. Yeah. How many of you saw, everybody see that movie, Back to the Future? Remember that? They had that, what kind of car was that? A DeLorean. Yeah. And then, what was the guy's name? Doc was a crazy guy. Yeah. He's got, and Michael J. Fox was, I don't know, I can't remember his name. Does anybody remember his name? Marty, hey there, boy. Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember what he asked Doc? He tells Doc, he goes, hey. He says, where are the roads? And the Doc tells him something like, I don't know. I can't, I'm trying to remember. He says, roads? Who needs roads?
Who needs roads?
We don't need roads. That thing flew. Is that right? That car flew. Anyway, I don't know. Back to the Future. You'll get it late. You'll get it maybe a little bit once as we go a little bit. But if you will, open your Bibles to Isaiah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Isaiah chapter. Let me look. Isaiah chapter 46. Oh, boy. Liz, Lord gave me a scripture. I'm gonna let you know early. I think I'm gonna read the whole Psalm of Psalm 119. I'm sorry, 115, because it began rolling up in my heart as we were singing. So just have it, but I don't need it right now. Okay, Liz, there's no problem. We'll be good with this right now, what we got. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you do, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the ability you have, Lord, to penetrate our hearts, Lord, with even just one word. One word from you, Lord, is worth everything to us, Father. So, Father God, I pray for all of us today, for myself included, that we receive something from you this morning of great value, Father God, that will carry us through the week, through the month, through the year, Father God, because we know, God, that you desire to speak to our hearts. And we know, God, that you desire to strengthen us by your Spirit in the inner man, Lord, that we might be strong and bold in the Lord to do that which you called us to do, Father. So we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord. This morning, today, in Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 46. Get there. Yeah. I love this. I love this chapter. This is probably one of my favorite chapters of all my favorite chapters. I love this chapter. I really do. In Isaiah 46, I don't know. It presents a nice picture. And so here it says, Bel bows down and Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone to captivity. Here they're trying to move Bel, his image, and Nebo. And let me tell you, I wrote down who Bel is. Bel, also called Marduk. Marduk. Look at your neighbor, say Marduk. Marduk. Yeah, Bel, also named Marduk. Bel means Lord and refers to Marduk, the chief god of Babylon. Considered the king of gods. Is that right? Oh, yeah. The Babylons consider that. I don't. It says, considered the king of gods and protector of the holy city of Babylon. Nebo, or Nabu, chief god of wisdom and writing and of the scribes, considered the son of Marduk, Bel. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. They've got these images of Bel and Nebo, and they're trying to move them. What good is a god that you got to move them around? Can I say that? What good is he? Is that right? Come on, man. That should tell you something right there. We got to pick him up. We got to move him over there. Do you remember when they took the Ark of the Covenant into the temple of Dagon when the Philistines captured it? Do you guys remember what happened? Dagon standing there and the Ark of the Covenant standing in front of him. When they came in the next morning, his arms were broke off. You guys remember that? So, no, I'm sorry. They weren't broken. When they came in the first morning, he was knocked down on his face. So they picked him up. What good is a god you can't pick up? I mean, he can't pick himself up. Is that right? They had to pick him up. And he's standing there. They went to bed that night, got up in the morning, and now he's falling over and his arms and his head is broken off. Should tell you something. There's something going on. That Ark of the Covenant is messing with your God, whatever it is. Is that right? And your God can't even protect himself. I love it. And I love this image that it shows these oxen are trying to pull these carriages, and it's so loaded down that they can't move anymore. So they themselves, because they can't move the carriage, they become captive. Is that right? They're captured. They can't move. They can't go anywhere. So being that way, so it just seems funny to me how people will worship other things. Is that right? Gods that are not gods. Idols that are not idols. And this is, I got to go through this whole chapter, but this is the first two verses. Folks, can I tell you that there are a lot of idols and false gods out there? You know that we can be idol worshipers in the house of God. Did you know that? Did you know that? Anything you place before God is an idol. Anything that comes to your heart, anything you hold in your heart dearer than God can be an idol to you. Do you understand that? Because God wants first place in your heart. Is that okay? He wants you to care about Him. He wants you to know Him. Hallelujah. He should be the first thing when you wake up. Not your breakfast. What's for breakfast? Yeah. Won't you ask God, man? Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah. God wants first place. Is that okay? Yeah. He doesn't want an idol before Him. Is that right? He don't want us with idols. Hallelujah. We'll move on. Is that okay? Listen to me. Verse 3 says, "Hearken to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly." How long does He carry us? From how long? God's been carrying us since our mother's womb. Is that right? From the belly. Is that right? Is that what it says? He says, I want you to listen to this. He says, "You've been carried by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Even to your old age, I am He. Even to hoar hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and I will deliver you." Do you see what God is saying to us? Hey, I've got you. I'm carrying you. I care about you. Even to your gray hairs. That's what that H-O-A-R means, gray hair. Okay. Does anybody have gray hair? Nobody got gray hair? Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, I got gray hair. Yeah. Even to them, I'm still going to carry you is what He says. Isn't that a good thing? He says, I'm carrying you. How many of you know that without Him, we can't do anything? Is that right? Jesus said, without me, you ain't got nothing. Is that right? But with Him, what do you have? Look at all things. Is that right? All things. Is that right? Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. Look at this. See, He's the one that's been carrying. And somehow we have this tendency to pick up idols. You know, God wants you to burn hot for Him. Is that right? Is that right? How many know that? He wants us hot, burning hot for Him. Let's just call it on fire, right? Gina, come on. He wants us on fire. Amen. He says, I don't want you lukewarm.
You're going to be spat out of my mouth, boy.
What is lukewarm? What is lukewarm? Can I tell you what lukewarm probably is? There's probably something before God. Something going on in your heart that's before God, and it's not. Let's just say it's in the way. Is that okay? It's a distraction. Can I tell you that some things can become a very big distraction to us? Is that okay? My house can become a distraction to me. My cars, my vehicles can be a distraction. Is that okay? A boyfriend, young man. Yeah, they're all in there, huh? Yeah. A boyfriend, a girlfriend can be a very big distraction to a man or woman of God. Can you say, how many, am I talking right? Or are you guys just looking at me? Oh, dude, shut up. No. Yeah. Dude, hey, can be a very big. Can I tell you, church can be a distraction. You're more interested in the things about the church than you are about the God that you serve. Is that all right? Can you see how things can get boggled up within us? That God can say, "Hey, no, you're on the wrong path. We're on the path to the kingdom, but we're going in the wrong way." Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine? Yeah, well, I'm following Jesus, but you're going the wrong way. He's going over there. You see, anything can become a distraction. Anything can become an idol. And this is what God says that He wants from His people. They asked Jesus. They told Him, "Hey, what's the first commandment?" Good question. I think Jesus, good question. This is what He says. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30 says this. Jesus answered Him, The first of all the commandments. Everybody say first. First of all the commandments. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is, our God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first command. How much does he want from you? Does it say every? It says all. Is that right? All your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, everything. That's, he wants it all. Is he a greedy God?
Yes.
No, he's not. He wants. Yes. He's not a greedy God because he knows, folks, he knows when you give him your all, he's going to give you his all. Is that okay? It is a reciprocity. It's a circle. It's circular. You give him all your God, he's going to come back to you. Is that, those are laws of the kingdom of God. It says, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall God come back to you. Can you say amen? It's reciprocal. I'm having a trouble with that word. It's because I'm a Mexican. Isn't that right, Johnny? Yeah. He said, yeah, but you can't speak Spanish, can you? Oh, boy. What you give, what you, when you give God your all, he's going to say, man, I'm going to open you up. I'm gonna open things up to you where there will be blessings you can't even receive them. Can you say amen to that? How many of you like that area? See, these are the promises of God. This is what he says. Verse 5, he says, to whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag, they weigh silver out of the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he makes it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder and carry him. What good is it? Can you say amen? Anyway, I'll keep going. They bear him on the shoulder and carry him and set him in his place, and he stands. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry to him, yet can he not answer nor save him out of his trouble. Come on, man. Remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. The reason I call this sermon Back to the Future is because God is telling us something here that he says, remember. See that word, remember? Remember. Remember this, oh yeah, you know, oh you transgressors. Yeah, yeah, whatever. But he says, remember this. See, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of, you can go to some services, man, and people are going to try to take you back into your past, and they're going to be praying for you, and they're going to take you into, oh, you know what, you fell down when you were six, and it knocked the Spanish out of you. You hit your head too hard. And now you can't talk Spanish, Henry. Yeah. People will pray over you, and they'll go into your past, and where God's not saying that he wants you to go. Can I tell you that God says, forgetting those things that are behind and looking forward to the things that are ahead, the things that God has for you. Now, most of the time, that's where God wants you. He doesn't want you looking in your past. He doesn't want you thinking about those things that you did wrong all the time. He doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to forget those things that are behind and just start moving forward with him. Can you say amen to that? Does that make sense? God knows how we are. He knows how we can look back, and it will shut our day down. Can you say amen to that? We can think about something that happened to us, and boom, we're on the ground. We're mad at everybody, yelling at everybody, just because you thought of something that was in the past. And God says, forgetting those things and moving on with the things that I've got for you today. Can you say amen to that? Yeah, yeah, listen, I mean, this is good. This is good for us. Can you say amen? But he says in his word, to remember. Now, when he says to remember, now it's time to look back and remember. Can you say amen? When he tells us, remember, remember, has God ever told you to remember? Man, he's told me to remember quite a few times. Remember, Henry? I told that. Remember, Henry? I told that to you. Remember, Henry? I better not tell you the story about this one, remember, but when he tells us to remember, you better remember. Go in there and remember, because he's speaking to you to remember. Is that okay? Did I get on that enough? Have I been on that enough? Remember. Hey, remember. Hey, when you leave this church, remember what you heard, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay? All right. All right. Remember. I want to move on. Verse 8. We'll start with verse 8. It says, remember this and show yourselves men and women. I was going, we'll throw you guys in there too. Because bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember, here he says, the former things of old. For I am God and there is none else. I am God. There is none like me. The reason I call this Back to the Future was because of these scriptures right here where he says, remember. Because what God is saying to us, I want you to remember, he says, remember the former things of old. How old? Very old.
Very old.
Very old. For I am God, there's none else. I am God, there's none like me. And then he says in verse 10, I declare things, declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. You see that? Saying, my counsels shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Can you say amen to that? Aren't you glad God says, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do? Aren't you glad?
Yes.
See, the Bible says that he who began a good work in you, he will be faithful to complete it. Is that all right?
Yes.
Isn't it good that he is faithful to complete the good work that he's started in you? Is that okay? It's a beautiful thing. But what's cool about it is that all you got to do is let him do it. Can you say amen? That's all you got to do. Because he says, I will complete it. I'm going to do it. See, so he tells us here, these things, he goes, I'll go back to it. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And he says, calling the ravenous bird from the east, the man that executes my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will do it. Is that cool? Listen, thou hearted. Oh, you start. How many start out here? Okay. Listen to me, all you stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. God is saying to remember. Remember what? Remember what he says. Remember back to the future. What's crazy, what I like about this title and everything, we have to go back into the garden of how God designed things from the beginning, because my counsel will stand. He says, this is the way I wanted it. This is the way I looked at it. This is how I designed it for man. So he says to remember. So he wants us to go back and look at the garden experience, because in that garden experience is our future for today. Can you say amen to that? It's our future for right now. Whoo. Oh, man, I thought everybody was going to fall down with that one. Bro, sisters, man, we have to look at what God did in the garden so that we can move forward in our future. We have to look at it. We have to see what he said to us in the garden. I'm just going to give you a few words in the garden. But you know, in that garden, there was no sickness. There was no death. Is that right? There was no fighting, was there? Not till he made Eve. I set you up. But hey, we got. Let's go. I just want to look at a few things. All right. Remember some former things of old. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I'm sorry. Bring up this scripture, Isaiah 46, verses 8 through 13. Look at these scriptures. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13 says, remember this, okay? Now he's going back again. Remember, show yourselves, man. Bring it again. We read that already, didn't I? Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry. Liz, can you give me Isaiah 14, verse 24? The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. The garden is probably the best place we can see how he wanted it, how he purposed it, and how he wants it to stand. Is that okay? That's the way he designed it. Man kind of messed it up, all right? So now I want you to look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. This is what God said to himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit having a conversation. Is that okay? He said, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Is that okay? Everybody say dominion.
Dominion.
Dominion. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth. Everybody say all the earth. God wants us to have dominion over all the earth. Mankind to have dominion over all the earth. Do you see how God has, we have to go back to the future so we can see what God is wanting us to see. Over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Have dominion over it, right? A few verses later, he says, subdue the earth. Replenish the earth. He tells man to do that. No one else could do it but man. Subdue the earth. Replenish the earth. A man that knows God. That's what it was in the garden. The man knew God. Is okay? Is that okay? Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 through 6 says this. What is man? What is man? That thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that you visit him. How many of you have ever had a visit from God? It's a glorious thing. I don't know if I told you. I've got my cousin. He was driving to Phoenix, and he runs a construction company up in Phoenix. And he gives me a call on the phone, and he's crying, weeping, and he's trying to talk to me. I'm going, Joe. Hey, what's going on, man? Are you all right, Joe? Click. He hangs up. He calls me back a little while later, just a few minutes later, and. Joe, are you all right? What's going on, man? Hangs up again. And then I call him back, and he picks up the phone, and he goes, God just spoke to me. He had heard a word from the Lord. I said, are you by yourself? Yeah. Me and God, he says, it was glorious. That was his words. His words. He goes, it was glorious. What did he say to you? He said a lot. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, we need to talk later. Come and see me. All right, Neil. All right. And we hung up and everything. But see, when God speaks to your heart, when he visits you, is that okay? How many want a visit from God? I mean, I want one every day. I love to visit with God. Is that right? Is that okay? God wants to visit with you. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have what? Dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Folks, how many of you know we're created to dominate? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know, I mean, and sometimes Christians will hear a word like that and right away they want to run outside and tell a policeman what to do. Hey, are you a Christian? No. Are you a Christian policeman? No, sir. He says, no, I'm not. He goes, why? He goes, well, I'm going to dominate. Get out of here. Yeah, no, you get out. Yeah. Yo, hey, no. Can I tell you that we need to learn how to subdue things? Is that right? We need to know how to subdue. Can I tell you, it's generally going to happen with you with certain little things going on in your life. Can you say that's how you're going to learn? You're going to learn to subdue by watching the things that are within you, and you subdue them. Is that okay? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? We need to learn how to control this vessel that God has given us. Is that okay?
You bet it's okay, bro.
Preach it. Is that right? Come on. Yeah. Get a hold of those things, because, folks, we've got this thing. And if you don't subdue here first, you won't be able to subdue within your household. Is that okay? You're going to try to subdue in your household, but if you haven't done it here first, it doesn't work as well as it would if you subdued this. Now, all of a sudden, because you've subdued this, you have this household that maybe some of the kids are going wild or an in-law or something. But because you haven't subdued this, you get angry and you say things, and now you just multiplied the problem. Is that right? We have to learn to subdue here. How many know that we're basically a bunch of organic particles? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? How much? I heard we're like 12 cents worth of material. Is that right, Tommy? I don't know, like 12 cents worth of materials. If we were just to shrivel up and had a little pile of Henry right there, how much can I get for him? 12 cents. Oh, boy. Yeah, not much. You know why? Because we're created out of the earth. Is that right? We are earth. God created man of the dust of the earth. Is that right? That's us. You might not like that statement, but that's us. Hey, 12 cents. Call you. Hey, man. Hey, brother, 12. No. Okay, 13 for you, bro. Yeah. You see, we're earth. We got to subdue this earth primero. Right? Primero. First. Let the Lord subdue this first, and then it will help you to subdue anything else around you. Can you say amen to that? I want you to know that idols are distractions. It could be anything. This chair can be an idol to somebody. Do you understand what we're saying? Anything can be a distraction. So there's a thing that we need. God, is there anything distracting my heart from you? Is there anything that is consuming my thoughts, my mind, my strength? Because if it is, Lord, I want to subdue it. I want to take a hold of that thing. Can you say amen to that? Look at your neighbor and say, take a hold of that thing. Take a hold of that thing. Marion, take a hold of that thing. Hallelujah. Sorry. I think I woke her up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. What is man? He says, you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. Are we not the works of his hands? We are his workmanship. He created us to have dominion over by the Spirit. Is that right? Oh, you gotta go back to the garden and see how God created. It was spirit, soul, and then body. The Spirit of God breathed into the body and it became a living soul. Is that right? Is that correct? Okay, so we have to learn this, and that's what he's saying. He says, you have made us to have dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. Under whose feet? Our feet. We are designed to dominate. We are designed to subdue. Is that okay? Is that cool? I love it. I love it. And you know, I had read this psalm, and I said, I better leave it out. But as I was thinking about it this morning, as we were worshiping, the Lord says, no, you ain't leaving that out. I gave it to you. I said, all right. So Liz, could you put up Psalm 115? I want you to read this. All of you, everybody, this week, read this psalm at least three times, okay? A day. No, let's forget it. Let's do it 3 times an hour. No, I'm just kidding. At least 3 times this week, read Psalm 115. Okay, you're going to love this psalm. I love this psalm. And I thought, really, I'm going to leave it out, but God says, no, don't leave it out. And so here it is. It says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy birth and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? And this is talking about the unbelievers. Where's their God? But our God is in the heavens. And I want you to say just a little bit different, because this was back in the Old Testament, but now, guess where our God is now? Yeah, he's in us. That's a little difference here, right? He says, where is our God? He's not in heaven. He's in the heaven, but yeah, he's right here in front of you. Is that right? John, it don't look like you, but the Spirit of God is standing in front of you. Is that right? Can you say amen to that? Is that right, Darren? Yeah, I mean, we got to hear what God says to these things. Is that right? This is why I cannot tell Aaron that his shoes are the wrong color. Because the Spirit of God in him tells him to wear that color shoes. Is that right? Is that okay? Sweet. We got to realize who we are. Is that right? We got to know who we are, understand these things, and grow in the things that we know. Is that right? Say that really. Grow in the things that we know. Yeah. Don't try to grow in things you don't know. Is that right? Jesus said, we speak what we know. Grow in the things that you know. Huh. All right. So he says this. He says, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatever he has pleased. Is that right? God does whatever he wants. Is that okay? That's cool. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. What good is it? Eyes have they, but they see not. What good is it? They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. What good is it? Can you say amen to that? What good is anything that would try to replace God in your life? What good is it? They have feet. Patas. No, is it? No. Pies. Patas or pies, John? Patas or pies? Pies? Pies. Pies, I love you. Yeah, I was trying to get to John, but John wouldn't answer. They have feet, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They don't even talk. That they that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them. Do you see that word? This is the word of God here. And it says, so are they that trust in those idols. They're just like them. They see, but they can't see. They talk, but they can't speak. They hear, but they have ears, but they can't hear. You see, folks, can I tell you, these are spiritual aspects, spiritual things. Oh, they got eyes, but they can't see. That could be a person. Oh, they got eyes, but they can't see. They can't see what God's trying to do. They got ears, but they can't hear. They can't hear what God is doing. They got a throat to speak, but they can't speak the things that are important, the Word of God. Idols. You see what idols will do? It shuts down everything. But when you give God your all, what? He gives you his all. Come on. They are like them. So is everyone that trusts in him. And then he says, oh, Israel, trust in the Lord. How many of you know you are Israel? If God has saved you, if you are born again, the Spirit of Christ lives in you, you're Israel. Can you say amen to that? Yeah. Yeah. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Amen? O house of Aaron, the priests of the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Amen? Come on, he's repeating himself. He's their help and their shield. How many of you know that God is your shield? Do you know that? How many of you know that he helps you? God, that's who he is. And he's repeating himself. You that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Amen. Yes. Isn't this a good psalm?
Amen.
Yeah. It says, the Lord has been mindful of us. Isn't that cool? There's an awful lot of us. Is that right? If you look out there on the California freeway at night, you will see a lot of us sitting in chariots with red lights and white lights. And it goes on for miles. And then that's just on the freeway. There, folks, how many know there's a lot of us on this planet? And the God, and the Bible says that God is mindful, like I would say, to each and every one of us. Every one of us. We serve a big God. Praise God. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. How many like that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this is a good psalm. Read it three times this week. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Everybody say more.
More
and more. Say, everybody say it again. More and more. More and more. He will increase you more and more. Is that okay? You and your children. He's going to increase. You are blessed of the Lord. Is that right? Can I tell you, you cannot be anything but blessed if you know the Lord. You're not cursed. You're not wicked. You are blessed.
Yes.
And the blessing of the Lord is upon you, but you got to yield to him. You got to give him your mind, your soul, your strength, your heart. Is that okay? All of you. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. They belong to him. Is that right? Saturn, the moon, the sun, the stars, the galaxies, those are his. I don't want them. But the earth, come on, man. It says, the earth has been given to who?
To us.
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, but I was telling them that I, while I was praying one night, I was talking to the Lord, and I said something about going home to heaven and everything. And the Lord was very clear with me. He said, heaven's not your home. I go, what? What? There's only heaven and hell, God. Is that what we preach? He goes, no. What? He says, heaven's not your home. I didn't make heaven for man. I made the earth for man. Man has been given the earth. Folks, man, when it's all said and done, we're all going to be here on this planet. Can you say amen to that? It belongs to God. God gave it to us, is what he says. He says, neither. He says, the earth has been given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord. How many know that? How many have been to a funeral? Is that guy singing in there? He's probably, if he knew the Lord, he's up with the Lord. But I will tell you, that casket or that box or that little cup, it's generally silent. Is that right? Just like it says. It says, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord. Is that right? Why? Because the Spirit of God and the kingdom of God has changed something within us. That, you know, I will tell you what, folks, I'm going to say it over and over again till people begin to look at it and believe it. You are not designed to die. Death is an enemy of God. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. Death is an enemy of God. Why should I lay down to an enemy of God to get to God? What are you talking about? Does that make any sense at all? No. I would rather, where the Word of God says, it says, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, like it says here, from the law of sin and death. Isn't that cool? Ah, man, but you got to believe it. You got to take on a mindset. Because see, the Bible says when you were born again, you were given a mindset. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I think it says, you have the mind of Christ. What? I've got the mind of Christ? Yes, you do. It's the Spirit of God. If you yield to it, you'll find that more and more and more, you'll find everything that he's talking about in here, all the blessings, you'll find everything that you need has already been given to you. He has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And where are they? You say, well, where are they, Pastor Henry? I don't have everything. Yeah. They're within you. They're already inside of you. You got to bring them forth. You're having trouble in any area of your life. Go to your closet. Spend time with God. Cry out before him. Tell him what he already knows. He knows your needs. But speak them out to him and then worship him. Sing to him. Read his word to him. And the blessings that he's promised will come upon you. Yeah, I just need to say this. Listen to this. You cannot oppose God in everything that you do and expect his good hand to just pour out blessings upon you. You just can't do that. Do you know that? He's a loving God and he loves you. But there are things that God that ties his hands, and disobedience is a it is a strangler to what you're trying to get from God. Disobedience. We've been called into obedience by the Spirit of God. Is that okay? I got it. So in all of this, when you go back in the garden, you need to see that God has created you to subdue. Is that okay? I want to read one more script. This is the last scripture. It is 1 Corinthians 9:27. But this is in the TPT. Is that right, Tommy? You got your TPT? You guys with you? This is what it says. Paul the Apostle is talking. He's watching all these Olympians probably. They're watching them run around and sweating and you know, how many work out. And he's watching them run around. And he says, but I train like a champion athlete is what Paul says. What? What? You were an athlete? Paul? Wow. He's a Pharisee. What were you, a long distance runner, Paul? What are you talking about? Were you a weightlifter? No. Here's what Paul says. He says, but I train like a champion athlete. I subdue my body. See that? And I get it under my control. Can you see that? So that after preaching the good news to others, I myself won't be disqualified. Can you stand? Can you stand? One of the things I know and I learned, and I know that God is speaking to the body of Christ, is you need to begin to speak to your own body. You need to tell it things. Is that okay? You need to speak to it what God's word says. You need to tell it to shut up when it's trying to override you. You know what I'm saying? Your body will try to override you. You'll be going to the post office and you smell Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, so you drive over to Kentucky Fried Chicken first. Your body just overrode what you were doing. Is that okay? And that's not okay. You need to subdue that. I train like an athlete, is what he says. And you know what I'm going to say? By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Is that right? Yeah. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the head, not the tail. You tell your body that. Is that all right? You listen to me. You see, there is a divine order The Bible, Paul says it in Thessalonians. He says, I pray that you would be whole and complete, spirit, soul, and body. What you hear the Word of God say to you, you take a hold of it, and you begin to talk to it, to your mind. Tell your mind what it's doing. What this is what God's saying. God does not say that God doesn't say that. Let's say this. God's not saying that I'm sick. God's saying I'm whole. Whatever you receive in your spirit or your heart, you begin to speak to yourself and you tell yourself and let your mind be changed into that what's being spoken. Is that okay? Because after that's happening, your body is that third link that once your mind and your heart have connected, now your body has nothing other it can do but agree and change. Is that okay? This is called subduing. It's subduing by the Word of God. It is how God tells us you are a conqueror. What does a conqueror look like? You're more than a conqueror. If you're more than a conqueror, what does it look like? It looks like Jesus. Exactly like Jesus. So you speak to yourself, no, the Word of God says I'm healed. Boom.
Yeah.
You even say that. Boom.
Boom.
Everybody say boom. God says I'm healed. Boom. God says he's my provider. Boom. God says boom, boom. Whatever it is that you know that God is saying, hold it and let it penetrate your mind. And once it's penetrating your mind, your body has to respond. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's called subduing. It is subduing. Sickness and disease, folks, this is a time that the body of Christ comes alive because it's subduing those things that are contrary to God. And then now you've subdued, and now you've walked, and you know you're not going out to judge anybody, but you go outside and somebody say, you walk over and say, hey man, you know what, I'm going to pray for you, and you subdue that thing. And that element of where you've subdued and you've taken control, it will move into those other folks. It's by the Spirit of God. It's not you. Can you say amen to that? It's not. Be very careful what I'm saying. It's not you. It's him in you. Is that okay? That's why he deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Is that okay? God.
Yeah.
What they call it, a Trump dance? You know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know, but I will tell you, these things, when the body of Christ gets a hold of these things, you're going to see some change. You're going to see cities changed. You're going to see things happen that you didn't think would ever happen, because God is saying, this is what I look like in the earth. Woo, hallelujah. How many say yeah? Give me a yeah. Let's give everybody. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us to subdue. Thank you, Father, that you have taken us back for our future. You've called us to remember what you've done, that we might be who you are in the earth today, Father. We thank you for it, God, and we praise you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lots been said. God, you know what they need, Father. Touch them, strengthen them, build them. Build them up, Lord. Build them up. We know that you build and you strengthen, Father. We thank you for that this morning. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, amen. Say amen. Give somebody a hug. Tell them you love them. Subdue them, folks. I'm just kidding. Praise God.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.